Welcome to Restoration Church, located in Goleta, California. To learn more about us, please visit r-church.org. To watch our service or join us via live stream, check out our YouTube channel by searching Restoration Church Goleta.
Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that there will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Pastor Dana will be bringing the word this morning. Pastor, if you could come on forward. And if you would, please join me in a word of prayer. Father, we commit this time to you as in this Advent season, that you have brought us hope, that you have given us peace. And now, Lord God, would you fill our hearts with joy? Would you anoint Pastor Dana to bring your word and lead us this morning? We submit this time to your Holy Spirit. We pray these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. It's good to see you all here. I'm Dana. And as you're probably aware, we've been going through the different themes of Advent and preaching through those and every Sunday. And we've already done hope, as you can see behind me, and peace. And today is joy. And I have to admit, I was a little daunted by that because joy is such a big subject. And you know, there's just so many facets to joy, and what is joy, and it was a little daunting. So as I prayed through it, as I thought about it, as I looked at Scripture, I started doing some research. I started looking through the Bible and looking at verses for joy. I started looking at the Greek word for joy and how it's kind of similar to the word for grace and how cool that is, And I went through and I started building a whole sermon on this, which is what I'm doing now. It's a sermon on joy. And while I was going through this process, I was also praying and asking that God would speak through me and that God would really bring the word that he wants you to hear today. And God started showing me a few things. And he gave me this kind of picture of joy sliced and arranged beautifully on a platter and served cold. And I thought, that's not what joy is. That's not what I want to bring. You know, I could research and do all the and tell you lots of facts about joy. We can talk about joy, but what we want is joy. Amen. Thank you. And so I can show you. I've got, you know, 5 pages of notes and research and all that here. And God said, deep six that, you know, because we don't want to talk about joy. We want joy. And God really gave me a vision of joy. And he said, "I want to release joy in this place." Yeah. And we don't do that through head knowledge. We don't do that through talking about it. We do that through experience. And one thing, as I did look through the Old Testament, and as I looked through all the verses on joy, joy was almost always associated with some outward demonstration. People shouted for joy. People sang for joy. People danced for joy. So it's not something that you can do in just intellectually. And what were they singing about? What were they shouting about? Well, what they were singing and shouting about was just praise and adoration to God. So they were singing and shouting to the Lord. They were in rapture of who God is, and they couldn't contain it. In Nehemiah said to the people, "Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And in 1 Chronicles 16:27, it says, "Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place." Where God is, there is joy. And God lives in us. If you're a Christian, you've invited God. The Holy Spirit lives in you. But we don't always experience that joy. There are so many things in life that try to steal our joy. And Satan is there every moment trying to steal your joy. And he works in you, and he feeds you lies. He feeds you all kinds of things that try to steal your joy. And I just felt like God was saying, we want to prepare our hearts for joy today. We want to prepare our hearts to receive the joy of the Lord. And, you know, if you're not experiencing the joy of the Lord, you're not living in the strength of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you're not experiencing the joy of the Lord, then you're not experiencing God's presence, because where he dwells, there is strength and joy. So I thought, you know, how do we prepare our hearts for joy? And it's funny, because as I was going through this, it was so serious, you know, let's prepare our hearts for joy. This is serious and solemn. And it's like, well, wait a second, that's kind of not the mood I'm looking for, you know. But in some ways, it is kind of serious, because we need to take it seriously. And as I thought about preparing our hearts for joy, I thought, everybody here is in a different place. You know, some of us have experienced joy recently. Some of us are going through griefs that are so deep that we think that we'll never experience joy again. And some of us are in anywhere in between. But I do know one thing. I do know that we can be intentional about desiring joy, asking God for joy, and experiencing joy. So as we prepare our hearts for joy, I'd like to just suggest that we pray. And I would like to pray that God would open your eyes and reveal the things in your life that are hindering your joy. Because, like I said, Satan is always, he's here to kill, steal, and destroy, and he wants to steal our joy. And also, as we're doing this, you know, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, but it's just one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so whatever you're lacking in life, you can pray for, you know. We're focusing on joy today, but it could be peace. It could be love. It could be patience. It could be any of the fruits of the Spirit. And since joy is a fruit of the Spirit, you know, what does fruit do? Fruit grows. It ripens. It matures. Becomes sweet. But how does it do that? It does that because it's on a branch that's drawing nutrients from the vine. And as Jesus said, that's abiding. That's abiding in God. And so if you don't have joy or peace or any of the fruits of the Spirit in your heart growing and maturing and constantly and becoming ripe and sweet, then this is a good time to just stop and evaluate and say, what are the things in my life and my heart that are hindering that fruit? And again, joy is what we're talking about this morning in particular. What is hindering our joy? So I'm just going to give us a few minutes right now. And you can kneel, you can stand, you can sit. But I'd like you just to pray and then just ask God, you know, what is in your heart? What is in your life that's hindering your joy? So I'm going to give you a few minutes, and I'm going to do the same thing as I pray up here silently. Lord, speak to us. Help us to be transparent before you. Help us to hear your voice as you speak. Show us, Lord, the things in our hearts that we hold on to, the things that hinder us from experiencing your presence fully, the things that hinder our joy, that hinder the growth of your fruit in our hearts. Amen. The next thing I think we need to do is pray that God would remove those things from our lives. And I'm not gonna deceive you. That can be painful. As God reaches into our hearts and rips up the weeds and tears those weeds out of the living flesh of our hearts, spiritual hearts, it can be painful. And sometimes that's what hinders us from actually doing that, from actually letting go of those things and giving God permission. Because, you know, God is gentle and he's kind and he's humble, and he will not do that without your permission. And he just waits. He waits for you to ask. But even in that time of pain, when those things are being ripped out of your life, we can have joy. James 1:2 says, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." That kind of joy is a little different than the joy that we shout and sing for, but it's still joy because we know God's working in our hearts, because we know God's doing what's best for us. And when we ask God and we give him permission to just root those things out of our lives, we can trust him because we know who he is. He's gentle. He's kind. He won't do anything more than we can handle. He's promised not to do anything more than we can process and handle. So I'd like to take some time now and for everybody to pray that God would just sweep those things out of our lives, that he would burn away those things, they would root those things out of our hearts. And again, we're focusing on joy, but it can be anything. Anything you lack that God wants to bring you. So we're going to pray quietly, silently, and then I'll close us. Lord, we just ask you, I ask you, Lord, and to just remove the things in my heart that steal my joy, that rob me of my joy. I give you permission now, Lord, to do whatever it takes. And I know I can trust you. Because you're kind and gentle and loving. And you really want what's best for us. And you know these things are necessary for us to mature, to be holy, to be complete, to lack nothing, Lord. Amen. Well, the last thing I want to do is do one more prayer. And I just want to ask God to just show his face to us, to God to reveal himself to us. Because ultimately, that's where joy is. 1 Chronicles 16:27, I'm going to say it again. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Make your heart his dwelling place. And I know that in this last year, what I've learned is that when I see God work in my life, when I see his hand in working in my me and my family, and when I hear what God's teaching people, it just brings joy. It brings joy. And when I see who God is, how kind he is, how loving he is, how he just wants what's best for me, that brings me joy. So we'll just pray silently now for a few minutes, and then I'll finish. And just ask God to just be real in your life, to show you who he is, so you can see his heart, see his kindness. Let's pray. God, just reveal yourself to us. Make your presence real in our lives. Pray that the light of your presence would just burn away the chaff, burn away the sin, burn away the guilt, burn away anything that's hindering us, Lord. The lies that Satan puts in our minds and hearts, just burn those things away, Lord. And we can just rejoice in your holy presence. Amen. Do any of you know the Westminster Catechism? What is the chief end of man? Say it. To glorify God and enjoy him forever. And the word enjoy has the word joy in it. Enjoy God forever. But you know what? It can start right now. It can start right now. Enjoy God. Okay, so we're going to sing a song, Joy to the World. And, I'm just going to end in prayer, and then as the band comes forward. Lord, just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your presence. I pray that as we continue to sing, that you would just release joy in our hearts, you'd release joy in our congregation, that you'd release the joy of the Lord, that we just release, Lord, all the things that you want to grow in our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing this song, I want you to keep in mind the scripture we read, because this song is about that. Tidings of great joy to all men. And the heavenly host singing, praising God. And that's what this song is about. So As we sing this song, just remember the tidings of great joy and the joy that God wants to bring to the world. Amen.
Amen. Let's give Dana a hand. Thank you, Pastor Dana. Just real quickly, I want to set up communion during this time where we have this opportunity. But before you do that, see, we have two songs. Okay, so don't rush up to the communion. Sing this song. Like, respond. Because here's the thing. Jesus says this. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Speaking of his resurrection. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And then you know what he says? No one can take your joy. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Who can take your joy? One more time?
No.
So when you're ready, come and take communion and remember, because of the death and resurrection of Christ, no one can take our joy. Amen. Ultimately, that is what our joy is in. We have no presence of the Lord without Jesus. Without him doing what he accomplished on the cross, we don't get that. But because of his grace and his love for us through his life, death, and resurrection, the things that Dana talked about, we get hope. And peace and joy. Let's stand up and sing, y'all.
Thanks for listening in. If you have any questions or need prayer, send us an email at info@r-church.org. Grace and peace.